Prepare to be terrified by the first Irish language horror movie, An Taobhse, translated The Ghost, is set during the famine and follows a father and daughter who take charge of an isolated big house for the winter. The film comes to Irish cinemas this Friday, March 28th, and writer and director behind the film, John Farrelly.
Yeah.
Joins us now. Good afternoon, John. What age are you?
24.
How dare you have a feature-length movie in the cinemas? How dare you? So this started off as a college project, did it?
Yeah. So I went to university in Derry, Ulster University, and we were tasked with making a six-minute short film, a horror film. And I had this idea to make On Taobhse this feature-length for a while, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to make a proof of concept. And then when we made the proof of concept, as a cast and crew, we were all really happy with how it turned out. So then we decided, let's go and make it into the full feature. And then it kind of just took off.
But like 6 minutes as opposed to, 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. No, but that's why the short, proof of concept looked good, but it was a feature being squeezed into a short, so it was more. But then when we knew that just from how it looked and working with the actors and the crew, we could go, we'd try and do it anyway.
So you're a fan of horror?
Yeah.
When did you watch your first horror movie?
Probably around 6 or 7 years old. Jaws is the first one I watched, and I definitely wasn't allowed to watch it, but I probably snuck in and saw it, and I was terrified after it, but I loved the exhilaration of a jump scare and the anticipation when you're waiting for something to happen, when the riser's building and the music and the suspense and the long takes and all the tension. And yeah, I just think it's like a roller coaster when you go to see a movie in a horror movie in the cinema. Is like an experience.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of why I really liked it from a young age.
And there's sort of a grammar. There's a way of doing horror movies. Like, I'm not a huge fan of horror movies. I've watched a lot of them for work. And yours... scare the living daylights out of me, so that's the purpose, isn't it? So congratulations.
Thank you.
But it's not supposed to be a pleasant experience, is it, a horror movie?
Well, there can be ups and downs, I suppose. It's playing with the audience's emotions and doing a build-up to maybe a jump scare and then not actually having anything there. The audience lets their guard down, and then from behind you have your jump scare. And then I think as well with the horror genre, you can tackle difficult subjects and themes in a more delicate way because it can be quite experimental, and especially with a lot of the themes that we discuss.
There are serious themes in this.
Post-famine, the intergenerational trauma and what happened behind closed doors. I thought it was a good genre to explore these themes.
Yeah. And so for most of the movie, it's just the father and the daughter in this huge house. And the house itself is a star of the movie.
Yeah, no, that house.
How did you find it?
We were looking around for large houses kind of to film in. And that one had been abandoned for 25 years at the time. And then whenever we found it, we decided, we're going to, this is perfect. And there's certain locations in it that we thought actually that would work for that scene. So we kind of had to change the script last minute to work around the house, and then so that was it was a great location to shoot in.
So it had to be dilapidated because you're working on a really low budget, so you can't distress things that have to be distressed already.
And then when it came to the exteriors, at the time we were all living in Derry, and we all just popped down to Donegal and shot all the exteriors in the forests around Donegal, and then we shot the interiors in the house then in Wicklow. So it was.
Are the exteriors of the house that in Wicklow?
Yes.
They are. Now I told them at the beginning of the show, but tell them how much you made it for.
We made it for €3,000.
Is that a record?
I don't know. No, it's like it was. To be fair, everyone, the entire cast and crew were just amazing, and we all chipped in to work together to make this project. For example, all the actors created their own costumes. Like, everyone wore multiple hats. Tom, the lead actor who plays Eamon, I've worked with him multiple times. Amazing actor, amazing guy. And he wore so many hats in this, and he helped produce the film. He did the music.
Metaphorical hats.
Yeah. He composed the music in the film. involved logistically, and that was the same with everyone, like Cathal Fitzpatrick, right. His first AD, he was a puppeteer at one stage, then he's camera assistant.
Because there's Gaffer. A Punch and Judy scene in it. Yeah.
So, it was just the crew had to multitask.
Music in horror movies is hugely important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the aim to have the heart rate up right from the off?
Yeah. I suppose that
there's no let up.
Yeah, no, it's trying to get the audience locked in and get that tension building from the very, like, the get go, and just keeping the audience locked in throughout the duration of the film.
Yeah.
And it's, you employ a lot of different techniques to try and do that.
You've toured the world and it's done really well. There are horror movie festivals around the world.
A lot of international audiences really appreciate horror, and especially even in Ireland as well. So a lot of film festivals like asked to have it play there, and it was great. And especially because it's an Irish language film too.
Yes.
Having audience members connect with an Irish language film, like in South Africa or Brazil, you know, I just think that's a beautiful thing, you know.
It begs the question, because it is the first Irish language horror movie, does the Irish language suit horror? There's a big question. Never been asked before.
Definitely. It's an ancient language, and it's full of rich culture, history. Yeah. And I think it works. And everyone said that it really immersed them into the audience. And this is international audience members saying that they didn't see it as like a barrier or a hindrance. They actually made the film more immersive and authentic to the time. And I think,
And it's not dialogue heavy.
No.
So that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But like, I suppose if you were to do stop people on the street and you were to ask, not that you ever would, which sounds more scary, Ghost or Antofsha?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
What would you say?
Yeah, I'd say probably Antofsha, yeah.
Yeah, Antofsha. So it's... A lot of it's in... What was the name of that one that was shot exclusively using candles? It was on the BBC a few years ago, a drama, wasn't it? I can't remember. Something Hall. Remember that? There was big news about it because they decided they were only going to use the lighting that would have been available when it was set. And you similarly did that.
Yeah, so we did not really have many lights, so we had to keep it as because, we had one aperture light to create some moonlight for the bedroom scenes at night, so to create that fake light. But the actual interiors during the day, we had this augmented reality phone app that would track where the sun would be and tell you at what time of the day. So we would track where the sun would be and plan the shoot around the sun. It was backlighting every room we were in. So we would just loop the house every day. And then at night it was using just candles. And that's a nightmare to work logistically with the camera. And because we were shooting on a GH5S, which is like a DSLR, like with decent ISO, that's like for the light sensitivity.
You're getting taken now. Losing the audience.
Yeah, no, we were able to capture it, but it was just a lot of takes, a lot of preparation and planning.
I remember in the early noughties or maybe the 90s, there was a movie called El Mariachi, which was made for famously $7,000 at the time. And then it went on to be a huge hit. And the guy, the director, then went on to work with famous people. You worked with Jim Sheridan on this one.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, that was a dream come true. Jim's a hero of mine since I was a child. And I got the chance to screen an early cut of the film to him. At that point, it was about 2 hours, really rough cut. And he saw the potential. He really liked it. And then he came on board and great mentor, great advice. And it's a surreal to be working alongside someone like that.
Does he get a credit on at the end of it?
Yeah, of course.
Executive producer?
Yep.
Wow. So. What was his fee?
I don't know.
10 cents. Yeah. There you go. That's quite a large percentage of the overall budget.
I know.
So what next for you, John?
Well, I'm working now on developing another Irish language film, but this is a coming of age romance, so it's
different
now.
Antofsha, Irish cinema, whereabouts? Just all over the place, or Selected Irish cinemas.
Yeah. I don't know the exact list, but it should be in a cinema near you, like within maybe a 50-kilometer radius. There should
be
somewhere.
That's really exciting, John, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really exciting, especially for independent films. Yeah. And I just, yeah. I
Irish language films
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
John, congratulations.
Right,
thanks for coming
for
in.
Grow me the mic.
John Farrelly there. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.